Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I wake up early in the morning, my state's so military, suckers fantasizing pictures of a young brother, but was it me, the weed of this life I lead? If daytime is for suckers, then tonight we breathe out for all that.
To WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Those are Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, what grade would you give Howie Roseman this season, A, B, C, or D? Now, we talked about it in the first segment. I said D.
Yeah.
You said C plus B minus.
Yeah.
I think Jack was right around the same place you were. What do you think the poll is at, A, B, C, or D?
Most people probably going to go B. C, I mean, it's probably B or C. I'm probably slightly more B. So I go somewhere in the 50s.
Okay.
With the B.
All right, 57% B.
I was going to say 54.
Okay.
57, okay.
So that means we have 43% left to divide between A, C, and D.
Right.
So
what
do you think's next?
C.
No, A.
A?
A. So A is 37%. Okay. So we have...
This is what drives you crazy.
Yeah. So we have 57 and 37. So that's 94% gave him an A or B, 5% C, nobody gave him a D. Okay. This is what I want you to do is a little exercise. I promise we'll get back to the phones, 215-592-9494. Here's what we're going to put to one side that we're both going to agree on, you and me. Howie Roseman is a good general manager that overall has done a good job with the Philadelphia Eagles and has won two Super Bowls. We're clear. All right. Now we're talking about this year. What I want you to do... When you're coming up with this grade, right? Because grading is important. Mm-hmm. We're not grading on a curve. I want you to write down all the moves from the offseason and during the season, and I want you to categorize them in worked out and didn't work out. That includes the players that left and the players that signed. So, and then after you make that list at home or in your car or at work, I want you to come back to me and vote again on the poll. If you maybe want to change your grade, that's what you got to do this year. All right, 215-592-9494. Derek and Payor.
Wait, real quick before you go to Derek.
Yeah.
Shout out to Fritzy. Good job today, Fritzy. Tupac Machiavelli right there.
Well, he's going deep in the bag.
Yeah,
deep in
come
the
on,
bag.
Man.
I like that.
I'm on Tupac Reddit looking for the underrated Tupac song.
There you go.
Come on, man. Hold your head up. I like it.
You know, I didn't notice on Spotify. Machiavelli is not listed under Tupac. He is listed as a different artist. If you remember when the album came out, it doesn't say Tupac anywhere on the album.
No, it's Machiavelli.
Yeah, it's Machiavelli. I didn't know there was... So I was looking under Tupac for the album.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up? Happening, man? Listen, Howie Roseman, I like Howie, right? But I'm with you, Spike. He did so bad that he had to go back and get Brandon Graham. You understand what I'm saying? Like... I just think
that's
he let
fair.
A lot of players go, right, that we could have kept. You know what I'm saying? And I think he got a little bit too cocky with himself, like thinking he could just go sign this guy and get lucky like he did with Zach Bond. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, hold on. But since you brought up Zach Bond, doesn't he get credit for re-signing Zach Bond?
Well, he was supposed to. He was like, you know, he had a great year. Anybody, he could have went and signed with any team, though, Ike. Like,
no, I'm just saying, though, they don't normally pay linebackers. They normally would have. Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this. Would you have paid, and this is, I don't know where you would go with the answer. This is an open answer, open-ended question. Would you rather have paid Zach Bond, Josh Sweat, or Milton Williams?
It would either be Zach Bond or Josh Sweat. I don't think it would have been Milton Williams because he got too much money. But I think he could have paid both, though. They could have kept Josh Sweat, man. Like, even when they signed Bryce Huff.
Josh Sweat got like $84 million, though, man. Josh Sweat got a big check. Now, he got $84 million.
You think he would have took a discount to stay here, though, if he would have just got his palm sweet a little
bit? Hell no. They made him take a pay cut the year before.
But this is what I would say, Derek. I agree. I don't think he's taking a discount to stay here. But remember, when we're trying to figure out the money, and I'm only being fair because I do the same thing to Dombrowski. When I talk about not being able to spend money, I say, by the way, you're spending $18 million on Taiwan Walker. On you. You're spending $20 million on Nick Castellanos. On you. So what I'm going to talk about with Howie is we are paying Bryce Huff was their biggest free agent signing. And we are paying him to play for the San Francisco 49ers.
That's a mistake.
And when you're thinking about money that you can spend, that's partially how that happens. So would I have spent $19 million on Josh Sweat? I don't know. I do know that he's probably going to end up with 14 or 15 sacks this year.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good year, you know?
Yeah. Listen, real quick, you that little thing you say, now I'm awake.
Yeah.
Bro, you ain't up yet. You understand what I'm saying? Howie has not woke you up yet with these signings that he got. Like, I'm honestly, I'm a diehard Eagle, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm actually surprised that we're 6-2 at the bye, being with all the players that we lost.
But the team was stacked, though, Derek. The team was stacked.
Not now, they're not.
The offense, no, it wasn't stacked. Hold on. You got the same offense. You got the same offense, minus Mekhi Becton. So you have a stacked offense still. Now, they weren't playing like a stacked offense. I agree with you there. But there's a lot of money being spent on that side of the football. On the defensive side of the ball, you had to make some tough decisions over there. Like you just did. You had to make tough decisions. And we gave Jordan Davis his fifth year. We picked up his option. That was a good move.
I don't know. Like, you know, Adoree Jackson, Ja'Quarian Bennett.
Yeah.
Darius Slay, he would have stayed here. Like, he didn't get no money. Isaiah Rodgers.
Well, Isaiah Rodgers is the one. Yeah, that's the one.
You know what I'm saying? On the offensive side, we returned 10 out of 11. But on defense, man, I felt like they could have, on that back end, he could have kept a couple of them guys because we're especially Isaiah Rodgers. Alexander to come in here and wake up from being asleep all for the last 2 years. I don't know. We'll see. Bro.
I didn't roll out the now I'm awake for Jair Alexander.
Real quick, man. Three people that suck at fantasy football this year is on the line. Me, actually four. Me, you, Ike, Spike, and Jack, we all four of us.
Yeah, this is one of my worst years. I don't know what's happening.
Dude, I barely broke 100 again.
I am not.
Bad look for us, man.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, man.
I'm not conceding that I suck. I've had horrible injury issues. I'm blaming the injury issues.
What grade would you give yourself this year?
From a drafting perspective?
Yeah, like, have you done a good job this year?
From a results.
The
results are the results.
Look in the mirror.
The results are the results. But drafting perspective, drafted Jalen Smith and Jigba, drafted Ricky Pearsall.
Violin.
Drafted Malik Nabers. Garrett Wilson.
You talking about Ricky Pearsall like he's some guy? Like, what are you talking about?
Go look at his stats.
Ricky Pearsall?
Go look at his stats. 4 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown every single week. Also drafted Cam Scattermoo. I didn't see anybody else have Cam Scattermoo.
Did you just go finger wave?
Yes, I did. Derek, give us something uniquely filling. It is what it is.
Who's had a better offseason, you or Howie?
Me.
Off the championship? Howie 6-2. What's your record?
All right, get out of here. The players are 6-2.
I'm gonna go with Scrapple.
Scrapple's a good one.
That's a good answer.
That is definitely unique to Philadelphia.
Yeah, Scrapple's
so
a good one.
Yes. So good. You put a ketchup on your Scrapple or mustard?
You looking at me? I'm not a Scrapple guy, Jack.
I'm not a Scrapple guy. Dude. I tried it once. It had to be 25 years ago I tried it.
Dude, crispy.
It had to be like 99 maybe, yeah.
The key is it's got to be thin and crispy. If you get a little fat on this grapple, it's you feel a little disgusting. Thin and crispy, perfect.
You feel disgusting.
Yeah.
Go read what's in that scrapple.
No one knows what's in it.
Well, everyone knows.
When I found out what was in it.
It looks like
a hash brown, then I realized it wasn't a hash brown.
No, it's not a hash brown.
No, just a bunch of pig stuff.
Yep. All the leftover stuff.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yep. After they make the gummy bears.
Yeah, you might as well eat chitlins.
Yeah. Yeah. At least you know what chitlins are.
I don't know if there's anything worse on the planet than chitlins.
Chitlins. Yeah. So we have a.
You ever had chitlins, Fritz?
I don't think so.
I think you probably remember.
Well, hold on.
Yeah.
I don't get what the reaction is for.
Because, first of all, there's no way you wouldn't know if you tried chitlins.
Yeah, you would definitely.
Pig intestines?
There you go.
Dude, I had black pudding over in Ireland.
Oh, that's the blood. Blood pudding, right?
The blood.
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Why?
Why? We don't need to get to the I know pigs taste good.
No.
We don't need to get to the point where
bacon, pork chops, and ham.
Well, in my non-vegan days,
spare ribs.
I had blood at Honda Dynasty. I think I told you about that once. Yeah. Well, we got invited. I was with Battle. We got invited to some big dinner, and he's like, I'm going to make you all this special stuff. And there was something. There were chicken feet there. And
chicken feet.
And along with that, there was it looked like a meatloaf almost, but it was like congealed blood.
What's the thing with eating blood?
Yeah. I wasn't into it.
Blood's blood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out.
Out. Way out. It should be out.
This is the number. This is why I don't eat when I go to people's houses.
Yeah.
Because
you think it might secretly be blood.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Dude,
man.
You are
saying.
A finicky eater.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
man.
The most finicky.
Yeah.
Some would argue, even though I'm vegan, he's more finicky.
Way more finicky.
Yeah.
He's not expanding that palate.
No.
Palate's very
I'm
refined.
Eat before I come. You're
exactly
there, yes.
Right.
Yep.
No, and there, I yeah. know. I know. We all heard it. No, we heard it. Yep.
Clip it.
Clint. All right, keep moving, man. Clint. Keep moving.
Hold on.
I caught myself.
Give me a second. Give me a second.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Okay. That was a tough one. Yeah, that was a tough one.
Okay.
It wasn't until all the way came out that I heard it, and I was like, oh, Lord.
Yeah.
That was a tough one.
All right. Before we get back to the Eagles, big night for the Sixers tonight. So first night of the back-to-back, but a shocker in that Jared McCain is probable for tonight, will probably make his debut. Him debuting before Paul George, who just had a knee scope.
I forgot, until we mentioned it, I forgot Paul George was on the team.
So I told a friend of mine, I'm going to keep complaining about the Paul George thing because he's been in full practices for three weeks.
And he's not playing.
But every time I complain about it, people are like, nah, shut up. Maybe he won't play.
Maybe he won't play.
Yeah,
yes. Nobody's clamoring for Paul to get back out there.
It's falling on deaf ears. I think he'll help the team, but fine, whatever. I'm shocked that Jared McCain is back before
Paul George
is, but Jared McCain is good. Like they need more. They've shot well from the three or four guys they can shoot on the team, but they need.
I just want to see what he looks like with them. I want to see how he fits in.
He will make life so much easier on every guard they have, on every player they have. The gravity, because he shoots so well, allowing Maxey to play off ball, allowing Edgecombe to play off ball, even Quentin Grimes. I think he's going to get other people three-point shots. He'll get three-point shots. I've said before, he is the guy that I'm most optimistic about on the entire roster, and that includes Maxey. It includes Edgecombe. Is Jared McCain. Hopefully, he can stay healthy. I feel like I've said that too many times in my Sixers life, but man, he is special. And look, tonight will be tonight. He'll probably play 16 minutes or something. But
we just want to see him out there.
I just want to.
Yeah, it's first game. Yeah.
If you didn't watch last year, which I know a lot of people didn't, his run.
No, he was out before I got in on him.
His run for 3 weeks in there when he was basically the primary guy, he became the rookie of the year front runner last year, picked at 16. He was outrageous. And I'm really excited to see him on a good team now. Hopefully the Sixers stay good. So the 5-1 Sixers against the Bulls tonight, I think it is at 8 o'clock, and then it's a back to back.
So 8 o'clock start.
Yeah, Cavs tomorrow night. 215-592-9494. John in Oxford, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
Hey, my brother, what's going on? Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What's up, John?
How did you not walk away from that meal? Just get up and just walk away, Spike. I don't get it.
Because I mean, I was a guest, and there was stuff that was good there as well, and it was overall a good meal. But there was some things in there that, like, I'm not interested in the chicken feet. I'm not interested in the blood loaf or whatever.
Blood loaf.
The other stuff was very good, you know. I don't think
the other stuff.
If you Han Dynasty's a great restaurant. So I'll say that off the top. Like there's a few locations around here. It was the one in Old City, it was great. I think he'd be okay with me saying it. Jason Kelce was also there and he looked at it and got up and said, "I'm good." And that was the last we saw of him for the evening.
Yeah. And that's what you should have did. God bless you.
The other stuff was good. Go ahead, John.
Oh my gosh. So Howie, let's go on to Howie. Howie's like mom. Mom always takes care of you, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
That's right. So she, you know, she makes sure you're okay. She makes sure you're warm. You know, when you're sick, you know, she takes care of you. So I'll give Howie an A.
An A for this year?
Correct.
What are your favorite moves from this year?
I'm at a loss. He's still not done.
Just give me one.
Listen,
like off season, during the season, trade deadline. Just give me your best move. How he's made this year.
The guy we just got on the ends. I like those guys.
The best move. So the guy who had three guys. Concussions in college, and then a torn Achilles and a torn ACL, a ruptured Achilles, torn ACL. That's the guy.
He still playing?
Well, he is right now, but if that's your favorite move, I don't know. An A seems optimistic, I guess. Seems like you're grading on a curve a little bit. You're giving an A because you already like him, not because of what he's done this year. Yeah.
And Howie, we trust.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Yeah.
A lot of that. He's earned a lot of people's trust.
Correct. I have the haymaker. Nobody never even remembered this, but where was the hoagie made?
Ooh, is that strictly Philly?
Well, it's the only place it's called a hoagie. I can tell you that.
Yeah, I can tell you. In the Midwest, it's called a sub.
Yeah, sub in New York, even.
Yeah, it's called a sub.
I think everywhere else it's a sub. So, yeah, I don't know the story of the hoagie. Do you, John?
I do. Okay. It was called a hoagie, and it was down by the... where the shipyards were.
Okay.
So is it really called a hoagie and the accent turned into a hoagie?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah! Yes! Give me one of those hoagies!
It's a hoagie!
Okay.
But they sold so many of them, and that's what made the hoagie a hoagie.
Now, you say hoagie so beautifully.
Yeah.
It almost brings a tear to my eye.
Yeah.
They made it correct, and they sold so many of them. I think it's a haymaker. That's up to you guys.
All right. That's a good one. All right. Hoagie.
Yeah, we're going to get a lot of, for the uniquely Philly thing, we're going to get a lot of food things.
Oh, yeah.
The food things are fine. I will give slightly extra credit for non-food things because the food things seem easy to me.
Yeah.
But it's totally fine.
You're known for a lot of foods here.
Yeah, yeah.
Best sandwich city in the world.
It's got to battle Chicago for that.
Hold on. Chicago is pizza.
New York has pretty good sandwiches, too. They got a lot of good sandwiches.
Oh, my ass. What's New York's most famous sandwich?
I don't know if it's a sandwich. It's strictly New York.
Yeah. Well, Buffalo's got a sandwich, but New York, I don't think, has a sandwich.
What's a Buffalo sandwich? They're known for wings.
Beef on Weck is a very big deal in Buffalo.
Yeah, well, the Buffalo can shove it.
Listen.
I'm just saying it is. Chicago's got great sandwiches.
New York makes the big, what do they make? The stack sandwiches.
Yes, the deli.
Yeah, the
Carnegie
deli.
Okay. Yeah, Carnegie deli. Yeah. So we should give Ike a break over there.
Is New York where the Reuben was originally?
Ah.
Here we go. I don't know.
I don't know. But Chicago, I feel like that's mostly, when you think of Chicago food, you think of deep dish pizza, right? When you think of Philadelphia, you think of cheesesteaks.
Al's Italian beef in Chicago.
The Italian, well, how's Italian beef?
And Glizzy's, hot dogs, yeah. Polish sausages.
Yeah, the big hot dogs.
That's a big thing in Chicago, yeah. Big sausages.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah, do you eat them?
You know, I can't even say it in that context.
They
yeah.
load them up, man. They load they them do. Up everything, man.
Yeah, the hot dogs.
Yeah. Wrigley dog, they're big. Yeah,
yeah,
still.
Big.
So it's the...
but a hot dog is a hot dog sandwich.
It is. And it is in this...
It's not a sandwich. Well,
it's a hot dog.
And for the Italian beef thing, you should Google it. That's a big sandwich. It's a big sandwich. Because they make the sandwich, uh-huh. and they dunk it in the juice from the beef, so the sandwich comes all wet or whatever. It's
well,
good.
And Philly's cheesesteaks, what's the other sandwich?
Roast pork.
Roast pork. Is
yeah.
it? Okay,
yeah,
I'm not a big roast pork guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like someone argue roast beef. We're a good roast beef town.
We're not a roast beef town, though.
I don't know if that's true. We got like 3 big roast beef places in the area.
Yeah, but are we a roast beef
we're
town?
We're not, but this is, I'm talking about the sandwich resume.
We have 3. There's Nick's, right?
I know.
Yeah, what else?
Well, I mean, there's Dinnick's.
Is that a roast beef place, or is that that's a roast pork
place?
A place
that sells roast beef.
Yeah.
All right. They have a heart attack, all the name of the places
I know.
Well, you live with it. Sorry. 215-592-9494.
Get some pork on there.
Yeah. Charlie in Ocean City. You're on WIP. What's up, Charlie?
Yo. How's it going? Oh, shoot. No. Not supposed to ask you how you're doing. Thanks,
yeah.
Jack, for having me on.
It's too late.
it's great to speak with you guys. I'm not a first-time caller. That was my last call on Friday.
Okay.
My first time calling the station. And I don't know if you guys listened in, but Joe is having me on Friday for Beat the Hammer, so I'm pretty excited about
oh,
that.
Oh, you're going... Yeah. Now, you realize the deck is stacked against you there, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, okay. Like, I taunted him about how I got 2 more... right than him, but then I used some reverse psychology against him by saying that he would probably beat me, so he should just call me back for $299. But then he said that he didn't want to have an easy win for $300.
Ah, wait, so you've beaten him before?
No, so like I listen in and I...
Okay, all right. Well, yeah. You know, it's a whole different level.
Right.
It's like watching Jeopardy on TV. It's a whole different level of pressure when you're on the phone and you have to give the answer. So just keep your... You got to keep your anxiety level down. You can't panic because you're because what's going to happen is they're going to ask you questions, and as soon as you hang up, you're going to be like, I knew that.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, Seltzer set it up for DeCamera to win anyway.
Well, actually, I feel like Seltzer might help me out because I think he liked how I called him Jimbo.
Okay.
But anyways, I digress here. I'm actually I'm calling from the north end of Ocean City, actually. So I'm part of the reason why I called was to confirm that confirm my phone number with you guys. Jack was very kind to not help me with that, but that's okay.
All right, why don't we get into the
no, it's okay.
Okay. All right.
But I am going to go to the Borgata since I'm in Ocean City. But anyways.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
Borgata's in Atlanta.
I'll keep it tight for you.
Okay.
I'll keep it tight
for
you. So I'm going to say really quick the Howie grade and a quick talking point for you guys to talk about, and then I'll give you my answer, and then I'll hang up.
Okay.
So anyways, I would say Howie had... And he's had an okay year so far. He really kind of saved himself with this deadline, in my opinion. I would say he had a C, maybe a C-plus offseason. His main hits were bond contract and hitting on the jihad pick in the offseason, but everything else, he kind of fell flat a bit. I wasn't very inspired by who he brought in free agency. But then I think this deadline is a solid A, and the only way it could be anything less than that is if Jair Alexander doesn't pan out. And then
Okay. A.
Nope.
All right. So we're grading all the moves, right? Not just the ones you like, right? So if Jair Alexander doesn't work out and Michael Carter II doesn't work out and Jalen Phillips is good, then what grade are we giving him? Because we still don't have a CB2, right? So and Sauce Gardner just got traded, who definitely, now I'm not saying they should have traded for Sauce Gardner, but Jair Alexander has been a healthy scratch on Baltimore.
Would you have wanted Sauce Gardner or the Jalen?
Or Jalen Phillips?
Jalen Phillips.
Sauce Gardner. Now, one went for 2 number ones and one went for a 3. So, you know, and one guy, you know, Sauce Gardner signed for the next 4 years.
Now, we still wouldn't have a pass rusher.
We would not. We would not. But I'm more confident than that Sauce Gardner is a great cornerback.
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, Sauce is the better player without question.
Yeah, so I think you're giving him credit for the things that you like, and you're the ones that you don't like, you're going, well, Steven, you know, whatever. So I think it's, you know, it wasn't a high-risk trade, Jair Alexander. They'll bring him here, and if he can't play, he can't play. But the risk is then you still don't have a cornerback.
No, that's a fair thing to say. I guess I'm working off the assumption that one of the two cornerbacks is going to be passable at best, which I'm okay with because I feel like we can get away with that. And part of the reason why I say that, it leans into my main talking point here, is that another caller talked about being desperate about bringing back BG, and I think we would all agree on that if he didn't bring in Jalen Phillips. I think that was a massive move, and I think that's the main win for Howie this year. That's the feather in his cap, other than the bomb contract and Jihad. So I think I'm feeling pretty good about how this defense is looking, even before the deadline. Like, obviously, the secondary was kind of sus, but, like, I'm feeling good about the front seven, and now we got some upside in the backfield. I mean, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Well, they're 6-2. So, you know, like, I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're grading on a curve. I think is what we're saying.
Well, here's the thing. And he's earned it.
Yeah, but
he's earned the right to be graded on a little bit of a curve.
Here's what I'd say. If we're going to think about just a player. Let's talk about a player. Mm-hmm. A player who is an A every year can have a D season. It doesn't mean you get rid of the player, but it's still the season's still a D.
The same, yes.
Yeah, like Bryce.
Yeah. Bryce had a
2-1-5.
Nah. Well, Saquon.
D season. Not sending up pitches.
He saw the least amount of pitches in baseball in the strike zone this year.
You guys
are 580-something in baseball.
I mean, how's a guy supposed to actually produce? You need to get in some protection.
Get some talent around him.
Well, if he didn't have such a monster ego, he would move up in the lineup, and then he would have hitters hitting behind him.
Depends where you're comfortable.
All right. Charlie, give us something that's uniquely Philly. Yeah.
Yeah, so, Spike, I think you're going to appreciate this one. I don't think you realize that you're talking to a fellow churchman.
Oh, really?
And a member of the 2012 undefeated Interact champs that beat Haverford.
Oh.
On Haverford's field.
Okay.
And you know what? Part of the reason why I called in was to hype up our student athletes. They're going to be competing in a uniquely Philly event, EAAS Haverford Weekend this weekend.
Bro, you are never getting EA Haverford Weekend as uniquely Philly. God bless you. Thank you for the call, Charlie.
Uniquely hoity-toity.
Yeah, is Episcopal Academy and Haverford have like a rivalry in the Interact. That's the division they're in. And every year, there's the big, like, the game, but the football game between EA and Haverford. It's like a big whole thing. The winner gets the sweater.
Everyone in the crowd has tea with their pinkies up?
No, everyone in the crowd. You don't see me pounding my chest about being in the EA, Episcopal Academy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Episcopal. That's the Gerald Henderson School?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember.
Same school.
That school you went to?
That is the school I went to.
I thought you went to Penn Charter.
No.
No. Rube went to Penn Charter.
Yeah. Also Interact. Same division. Same.
Oh, Interact is a league?
Interact.
Interact.
Yeah, is the league. Yes, is the league.
Malvern's in it. Ben went to is Interact.
They had a good basketball team when I was there. Jerome Allen was there. Eric Moore. Jerome ended up playing the NBA.
Yeah, I remember Jerome Allen.
And then they had a dead spot. And then there was the Gerald Henderson and who's the other guy that was there at the same time?
Wayne Ellington.
Yeah, I remember those guys when they were in high school.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how old I am.
Yes. But, you know, the congratulations, EA. You have a rivalry like every other high school in America. That's definitely not uniquely Philly. Yeah.
I forgot what the whole point was.
Unique. Not unique. Nice. Fine. Definitely not unique. 215-592-9494. What kind of job do you think Howie Roseman has done this season? Coming up next, somebody who is definitely unique to Philly. That is Elliot Shore Parks.
That's very unique. Yes.
I'm sure everybody in London was like, what is this guy with the selfie videos outside of Buckingham Palace? We'll find out if Elliot is still in his lad era and find out what he thinks about the trade deadline as we take you up till 4 o'clock, which is the NFL trade deadline. Then we'll talk to Jordan Mailata, and then you'll hear Howie Roseman live right here on the WIP Afternoon Show. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.